Our military veterans from all service branches and all ages deserve our eternal respect. The sacrifices they made are worthy of every reward that's possible. That idea is the catalyst for a program for veterans in Sussex County, New Jersey, and my next guest joins us to discuss. It's also a program which invites you, if you are a business owner, no matter what size of business you are, to become a part of this thank you to our military veterans. Here are the details about Sussex County, New Jersey's Veterans ID Card Program. Is Sussex County Clerk Jeff Parrott. Thanks for being here today, Jeff.
Thank you very much, Chris. Good to talk to you.
And more info about this, you can find it at sussexcountyclerk.org. And just as an overview, as far as the veteran ID card, what does it for someone who holds it? What are they given access to?
Okay, Chris, right now we have over 150 vendors throughout Sussex County that recognize veterans for their service. They're not recognizing them basically for a discount, but for their service to their country. And the discount that they recognize for the veteran is something that they're saying, thank you. Thank you for everything you've done. And with that being said, we have more businesses coming online, many because of people like yourself letting people know that they can do this for veterans. It helps. It grows the program. We have one of the biggest programs in the state right now as far as vendors online that recognize veterans. The card also that has been that we present to the veteran has been accepted all through the East Coast as far as California. It has a photo. It's a merchant card, and it shows that you're a veteran in good standing. And if you are in the National Guard, I'm happy to say Senator Orojo passed a bill recognizing the National Guard for veteran status, because most of our Guard members were in Afghanistan and Iraq, and certainly they pledged their allegiance to their country. And he put a bill together that was just fantastic. Another thing, Chris, is too, another bill that the senator put together is the recognition of a veteran with their driver's license. You can go now to the motor vehicle, and if you have a veteran ID card or if you bring your DD-214 in to the motor vehicle, you will get a driver's license that is embossed with your veteran insignia on it.
Excellent.
And that was another thing Senator Orojo did. And I'd just like to point out, too, when the program first started, just so you know, Chris, we have done over 2,800 veterans in the last 5 years that have their card. And as you had indicated with the discounts, Verizon, AT&T recognizes them. Some big box stores as Lowe's, Home Depot, Napa Auto Parts, and many, many other restaurants have been very, very supportive. And when this first started, I reached out, when I became clerk, I reached out to Sheriff Mike Strada and also Steve Orojo, and they came forward, and we were able to, all three of us, put together a joint venture to get the equipment to get this thing done, and that's how it came, it fostered to what it is today. If it wasn't for Mike Strada and Steve Orojo stepping up when I asked them to, I don't know. I would have had to go a different route. But these guys were right there for the veterans, and they are always out there. Michael and Steve are always out there promoting the veteran program, which I can't thank them enough for.
And when Mike and Steve grab you by the arm to ask you to do something, no is not an option.
That's correct.
I'm flipping through the PDF that you can download over at sussexcountyclerk.org to see the various businesses and discounts, and they range from 10 and 20% off, Chase Bank over in Sparta with free checking and free checks. And there's one that really stood out and caught my attention, Alexander Labrum, Inc. over on East Shore Trail in Sparta, 50%, a 50% discount on professional resume writing services, which for a veteran coming back from service and getting back into the job market, that is a challenging time. So that's a spectacular service that's being offered at 50% off, too.
Terrific. Absolutely terrific. I will tell you one brief story. We had a veteran about a year and a half ago had called me up, and he gave me a buzz, and he said, Jeff, I want to thank you for your card. I said, no, I want to thank you for your service. He said he went out to California, and he decided to take his grandkids to Disneyland. And he got up to the turnstile, and he said, oh, I remember what Jeff Parrott said, and I thought it was a joke. And he said, no, and I always tell the veterans, anywhere they go, please ask, do you recognize the veteran? And the young lady at Disneyland said, absolutely, do you have a card? And he pulled out the card that was given by my office, and she looked at it, and he had eight people with him. And she said, okay, you just saved $80. So it was 10% off right there. And he wanted to make sure I knew that. So that was in California. So it makes you feel good when you hear stories like that.
Oh, Jeff Parrott, Sussex County Clerk, about the County Sussex County, New Jersey Veteran ID Program. You can learn more about this at sussexcountyclerk.org, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. So if there is a veteran out there who was unaware of this program up till now, how do they go about getting their card? What do they need to do, and where do they need to do it?
Okay. They would come into my office, Chris. I need their DD-214. Okay. The DD-214 has to be an original. It has to either have an original signature on it or a seal. If they have a copy, they can come in, and I can send to St. Louis and get a certified copy for them. It usually takes 2 or 3 weeks. And then I can record it here at the county clerk's office, which is in a separate portal. I want the veterans to know, too, that that information is totally private, which means it's not even operable. Again, that's another thing that Steve Waraho took care of, to make sure the privacy of the veteran was kept in a separate, more or less like a lockbox. And this way, the veterans know that they're not solicited by people, or somebody comes in and tries to get the names or their names, that they can be sent information constantly or annoyed. So we kind of addressed that in the beginning, and that was a big plus. So they would come in, they presented DD-214, and we would record it. We would give them a card, and as I said, we've done over 2,800, and I'll tell you, every one of them, it's a wonderful part of my job to talk to them, because I'm very humbled by doing it for them, and they are extremely appreciative of all the businesses and all the people that recognize them.
Yeah, and flipping through the participating merchants throughout the county, and you can see a variety of auto services, from auto sales to repairs, with 10, 20, 25% off, which in that realm, that's, you're talking about a nice chunk of change. So a roofing company with a $500 discount for veterans. For a business who wants to become one of these participating merchants and businesses, what do they need to do?
Okay, they can email me at jparrott@sussexcountyclerk.org. And if they just email me, I will get right back to them. We have a form that they can fill out, and they would fill it out online and sign it, send it in to us. They would then... their business would then be put online with us. There's no cost at all. And it's, as you know, you're on our website. They can go right to the website and see that their name is being advertised. And we get about 500 hits a month from different veterans. Veterans are extremely loyal people. If you recognize them, they're going to come back to you. And that's what, and the merchants are business people, and they recognize that too. And that's what it's all about.
I want to mention the roofing company specifically was Alpine Roofing, with a $500 rebate for a completed job, and that's certainly a big thank you, especially after this winter we've had, too. That'll be a nice savings for a military family.
Oh, absolutely, and the car dealerships have been absolutely fantastic throughout Sussex County. They really have stepped up and done a wonderful job. The Toyota, Maguire, the Ford dealership, Majorino, Royal, the Honda dealership, Lynn's Nissan, they're all, I apologize if I missed any, you can go on the site, but they've all been just fantastic for the veterans.
Oh, I can do an entire show just by listing all the merchants. Ideal Farm and Garden Center, if and when the snow ever disappears, 10% discount that they're offering for veterans as well. So really it's just a... it's a must-have as a veteran. It's a must-do if you're a business in the county. It's just really as simple, as basic as that, and it's simple to obtain the card if you are a veteran, whether through military service in the branches or through the National Guard, as Jeff pointed out. And if you're a business, equally easy to join the other businesses in our community to just become that collective thank you for those who did not have to do what they did but chose to do what they did at great sacrifice in a variety of ways. And certainly deserving of, as I said in the intro, possibly every reward that is possible to be had, they are certainly deserving of it. Starting point to learn more about the Sussex County Veteran ID Program is at the County Clerk website, which is sussexcountyclerk.org. And we've been talking with the Clerk of Sussex County, Jeff Parrott. Jeff, thanks for the way you've cultivated this program. You keep it going strong and headed in the right direction. And, well, there's always room for more.
Well, I'll tell you, we're going to actually, we give out paper copies right now of all the vendors, and I'm happy to say, Chris, that we're going to be moving to a booklet, a regular booklet with all the vendors' names in it. I'm going to have that done probably by June of this year, and I'll be giving them out at the fair, and I'll be going to the different Legion halls and dropping them off, so this way they can have the book right in their car, and it'll be a little bit more convenient for them.
Yeah, it's all found at SussexCountyClerk.org. Jeff Parrott, thanks for being here today.
Thank you very much, Chris. You have a great day.